Yeah, I was. I joined up in 86 and the rules didn't change until 2000. So that was a long time to actually hide the real self from a lot of people. So I did lead a double life, really. And I wasn't honest with my friends. And it was quite tiring, quite difficult.
So when you came out, how did that go down?
I chose very carefully who I came out to. A lot of people probably had already assumed that. It wasn't difficult. And then I suddenly realised, actually, with rank on my side, I needed to do more to make a difference to other people that were still serving.
How would they have worked it out, though? Because I wouldn't have realised, you know, just chatting as we are now.
I think if you go to events and are maybe on your own, or you go to events with friends and you don't have a male partner, it sticks out quite a lot in the military. It looks quite obvious, I think, to a lot of people that actually, why aren't you with a male partner?
I suspect, like a lot of heterosexuals, would like to think that I'm liberal in my thinking. But when I see a couple of guys kissing, I do feel uncomfortable with that. How do you respond to that as a member of the gay community? It's an honest view from me, and I think it's important that these conversations are had.
Yeah, I don't often see guys kissing, I must admit. But it's, you know, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't concern me. And
but does it concern you that I found it uncomfortable? Does that suggest that we need to move a lot further?
No, because there are certain things I would probably find uncomfortable that you don't. So it's people's differences, and you probably don't see men kissing very often.
What are the biggest challenges you feel that we still have to face?
I think there is so much more acceptance now. We want to move from tolerance to complete inclusion, where actually we don't have to have conferences where we discuss differences, but we need to make people aware that not everybody is at that stage. And especially with the military, because they're working 24/7 together, there's sometimes not that break to be able to go home to your friends, family, support at the end of the day. And it's allowing those organisations to be able to have that support within the organisation. So I think that it is a challenge, and I think it always will be in any organisation that is as big as the military and also has that unique understanding of how they work and the banter you mentioned earlier. I think it's a very important thing, but it's also allowing people to say that's not good enough, that can't happen.